Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Chino School Board voted Friday to release current Superintendent Mark Miller from his employment contract about a year early. Miller accepted a position as superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District in Sonora, California, which was announced earlier last week. He requested the contract change on Wednesday. His contract was originally set to expire June 30th of 2019, next year. He's been in the position for 4 years. The school board could have asked that Miller's superintendent license be revoked for not fulfilling the terms of employment, but they decided not to do that. This is board member Emil Mackey.
Well, I can't really say because of confidentiality reasons why he resigned, but he has reached a point where he just needs to leave the district, and it was a suitable reason that I think the members of the board thought that it was good enough to let him go without any penalty.
Miller's release is effective August 15th, just before the start of school on August 20th. The school district will look internally for an interim superintendent while a permanent replacement is sought. The board identified four district staff members who have already have their superintendent certifications. There's something red in Murky and Gatineau Channel, primarily last seen around the Douglas Bridge. State officials say it's algae. Dave Peichel works in spill response with the Department of Environmental Conservation, and he checked it out after getting a call on Friday.
We got a call about some brown streaking in the water in the channel. We thought it looked like red tide. It was definitely some kind of algal bloom that turned out to be someone saying it was phytoplankton.
Jackie Timothy is regional supervisor for habitat with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and she says in her 25-year career, she's never seen it become a wider issue for fish habitat here.
I have not ever seen eutrophication or a bloom in any of the water bodies where we're worried about fish here. I've seen a bloom once in an area that didn't have fish, but I'm not worried about anything right now.
So for now, it's just an oddity. Elsewhere in the state, Whittier police have arrested two men for possessing a backpack filled with 33 pounds of methamphetamine on Thursday. Authorities say that Eric Hansen transported the bag filled with $225,000 worth of meth from Bellingham, Washington, on the state ferry Kennecott. Police also retrieved $8,000 in cash, a scale, and drug paraphernalia. Both Hansen and traveling companion Marshall Park are charged with possession with intent to distribute and conspiracy to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. Weather forecast calls for mostly clear skies for tonight, mostly sunny for tomorrow. High tomorrow should be in the 70s.